Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year to you. Welcome back to Thank Goodness It's Folk. The first one of the new year. I'm Sam Angley, broadcasting with James Fagan as usual. We're delighted to be back with you. You can contact us via all the Facebook pages, our own, and in addition, the show also has its own Facebook page. We'll leave everything open whilst the show is on air. We've got a great show for you today to start off the new year. James will tell you what's coming up now.
Indeed, I will. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to Thank Goodness It's Folk, a new season. And what a show we have for you today. In no particular order, we pay tribute to the great melodeon player Rod Stradling, one of the most influential English accordion players of all time, who passed away at the end of 2025. And we'll hear plenty of music from Rod Stradling. We've got a brand new feature for you, including a new jingle, to celebrate the release of Dick Gochan Revolution, a box set which we're going to feature over the next 6 or 7 weeks. It's an incredible piece of work, and we're going to be looking at that on the show today. We have a child ballad, of course, and we are going to treat you to a world radio premiere, as far as we are aware, of the 13-minute epic, which is Magpie Ark's new single. Well, they haven't released it as a single yet. It's 13 minutes long, and it is child ballad number 5, Gil Brenton, after which they have named their second full-length album, which entered the folk charts this week at number 7. Congratulations to Magpie Ark, and we're delighted to be able to bring you Gil Brenton today. All of that and much more on our favourite radio station. I hope it's yours too, Sheffield Live, with Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Thank you.
Rod straddling the fantastic, incredible, influential and much missed melodeon player who died on the 18th of December after a short illness at the age of 82. And we would like to honour his legacy and his memory, and we send out our condolences and our love to Danny and to Barn and to Hannah and all of the other relatives of the great Rod Stradling, and also to his myriad of dance accomplices from Bampton Morris and the musicians he's played with. He played in an incredible number of bands, Sam, including, in no particular order, Oak, which was an incredibly important early influential English traditional dance band, the Old Swan Band, the English Country Blues Band, Tiger Moth. He was a founder and important member of Edward II and the Red Hot Polkas, who went on to become E2, and the English Country Dance Band, and Phoenix so much. But he was also a beloved player for dance, as I mentioned, playing for Bampton Morris and playing for dancers up and down the country. It wasn't just his prolific recording, though. It was also the tunes that he picked and the way that he played them that have made him so influential. He was a modest man, and he didn't like being described by others as a melodeon guru, but he certainly was. We're indebted to the work of Ian Anderson, from formerly the editor of F Roots, who put together a fantastic compilation a few years ago called Rod Stradling, Treacle and Bread, 5 decades of the melodeon that shook the wolds. And if you haven't got a copy of this and you want to remember Rod Stradling, no better time than to get a copy from Ghosts from the Basement at Bandcamp. Ghosts from the Basement is the label that Ian Anderson set up, and it celebrates, among other things, his friend and companion in music, Rod Stradling. We just heard Rod playing a solo piece from his solo record. You'll recognise the tune. It was the Sportsman's Hornpipe, and it comes from his 1991 record, Rhythms of the Wold, which he learnt courtesy of John Offord and the Late Night Band. It's a tune you'll hear a lot around Sheffield. It's a tune that I learned from Richard Arrowsmith, but it is a tune that I will now associate with the great Rod Stradling, who will be sorely missed. We will play a few more pieces from Treacle and Bread, this wonderful compilation. But for now, Sam, we're going to move on straight into the new year, and we have lots of fantastic music to play people.
We do, but today I'm going to look back at some of my favourite albums of the year. And this one has to be on the list. It's Turnstone by the Gigs Fan of Big Band. Delighted that they are nominated for Folk Album of the Year. And from the album, this is Sauvé.
made in blush, let's made in blush, let's like any rose. Why do you blush, you silly young thing? I thought to have the diamond ring. To beside her.
That's the Gigs Fan of Big Man there with Sove from one of my favourite albums this year, Turnstone. Fantastic stuff.
Sam, one of the most significant and exciting things to happen in recent years in folk music has just landed. And we've been talking about it at the end of last year on the show, but it has finally arrived. It is Dick Gochan Revolution. This is a box set put together by Colin Harper, inspired by the fact that Dick Gochan has had a great deal of difficulty making a living since he had a stroke in 2016, which has sadly ended his performance career. He's alive and well, it must be stated, and people have seen him around, and he turns up at Celtic Connections quite regularly, but he can't play the guitar, and he's decided that he won't be performing that much. You do hear him singing from time to time. But the reason that this box set has been made, and the reason that Sam and I are going to spend quite a bit of time on it over the next couple of months, is it's an incredibly significant piece of work. It's been crowdfunded entirely, making it possible. But Colin Harper and his team have done a most extraordinary job drawing together 126 tracks across 7 CDs, 86 of which have never been released before. And also in the box set is a DVD with 37 stunningly restored film performances from British and European broadcasters spanning 1970 to 2012. The music section of this goes, the audio is from 1969 to 1983. It's described on the back of the box as phase one in resurrecting, enhancing and multiplying Dick Gochan's legacy of recorded works. For those involved, it's been a labour of love. For the artist itself, it means a fair reward at last for decades on the road with singular brilliance, solidarity, compassion, good humour and less than fabulous pay, and the pure joy of knowing that his music will be heard again. Well, Sam and I are so excited about this that we're going to play you a couple of tracks each week for the next 6 weeks, and we've called the feature Revolution, and because it's Thank Goodness It's Folk, Sam, we have a new jingle, and here it is.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning.
Dick Gochan, Revolution.
I come like the furious tempest that follows a thundercloud's warning.
1969 to 1983.
I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from north that the oceans awake to and
so can you tell we're excited? We're beside ourselves. And we're going to start with an extraordinary recording. It is the very first recording that he was made of Dick Gochan for BBC Radio 2. And it comes from Sandy Bells, an incredibly important legacy recording. This, it comes from the 10th of September 1969 on a program called My Kind of Folk. And without further ado, let's hear the first two tracks from the new box set of Dick Gochan. We're going to hear Fiddler's Green and then The Burning of Auchendoon.
Now, for the first time on radio, and by kind permission of Sandy Bell's Bar in Edinburgh.
Every other bar in Edinburgh.
You're right. Here's Dick Grace Notes Gochan.
Thanks, pal. This is a song that was written by John Connolly of Grimsby, and it talks about Fiddler's Green, which is the fisherman's mythical heaven, or Valhalla.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the still waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing this song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmate, I'm taking a trip, mate, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Oh, Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where the fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in the when you get back in dock and the long trip is through. There's pubs and there's clubs and there's lasses there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and there's bottles of rum growing from every tree. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a ship and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me on squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in our rigging to sing me this song. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in bed.
Brings us nice and neatly back to Dick Gochen.
Who, me leave the girls alone? You must be joking.
I was, Jimmy, I was.
Anyway, I'll sing the bun and the walking down.
I came in by Fiddick's side on a May morning. I spied Willie McIntosh and looked before the dawning. Turn again, turn again, I bid ye. If ye burn Knockandoon, Huntly, he will heed ye. Heed me or hang me, that will never fear me. I will burn Knockandoon though the life leaves me. Well, as I came in by Fiddick's side on a May morning, Auchendurn was an apple eatener before the dawning. Crawin', crawin', for all your crews crawin'. They burnt your crops and tint your wings an hour before the dawning.
Unbelievable. Extraordinary. You're hearing Dick Gochan there at the age of 21 on his very first live broadcast for the BBC. And that is the first little sample from Sam and I of this extraordinary seven-disc compilation called Revolution, much of which has never been released before, and it's an essential. There are still copies, as I looked last, there are still copies available, and you have to go to a record shop called Last Night from Glasgow, and you may still be able to order a box set there. But the majority of the money has already been raised for Dick Gochan. And Sam, there's going to be, we've mentioned it already on the show, and we talked to Anna Massey about it as well, but there's going to be a tribute concert on the 18th of January, which I'm sure Dick Gochan will be at, a celebration of his career.
There is indeed, James, and I'm very much looking forward to being there. I have a couple of ideas of what's going to go on, but other than that, I don't know. So I'm really looking forward to it. Really looking forward. We'll have one more track from the set during this programme. We can't play it. Can't play it all at once for various reasons.
We'll come back to it in a moment, and we'll continue to play tracks from this box set over the next 6 or 7 weeks. But it's worth just taking a moment to reflect on the brilliance of Dick Gochan and his artistry at such a young age. Sam, you asked me why it took him a few years to get around to releasing his first solo album, and the truth is he was just so busy gigging. He went professional very early on in the late 1960s, and at that time there was a massive network of folk clubs in Scotland, but Edinburgh was his homeland, and Edinburgh Folk Club and places like Sandy Bells were where he got going. And within a very short time, he'd come to the attention of everybody, including Ali Bain, with whom he played beautiful trad accompaniment on fiddle, with Ali Bain on fiddle, and we'll hear a track from that in the second half. But you just heard Dick Gochan singing The Burning of Auchendoun, and if any of you were at the Magpie Arcs gig at Firth Hall at the end of December, you'll have heard Magpie Arcs, one of the singers of that band, Finlay Napier, fellow Scotsman to Dick Gochan, singing the same song, The Burning of Auchendoun. And they have just recorded at the Magpie Arc on the brand new album, which we have mentioned already. The album is called Gil Brenton, and Burning of Auchendoun is one of the tracks that Finlay Napier plays on that. And Sam, lovely to see that album go straight into the top 10 on the UK official folk charts. It comes in at number 7, which is a massive achievement for an independent band.
Absolutely, James. It's great to see a new album from them. Great to see straight in at number 7. We are going to have a couple of tracks on this programme. First, we're going to hear Pretty Peggy, sung by Finlay Napier, and then later on, we will hear the Mammoth title track, which only we could play, really, because we commissioned it. We look forward to that.
Indeed. Well, here is Finlay leading the Magpie Arc with Pretty Peggy, which he got the idea from listening to the Grateful Dead while he was jogging. But in his own inimitable style, he prefers their own version, as do I. Here are the Magpie Arc with a wonderful arrangement from Tom Wright.
There was a troop of Irish dragoons come marching down through 5EO, and the captain's fallen in love with a very pretty maid, and her name was called Pretty Peggy. Oh, come down the stair, Pretty Peggy, my dear. Come down the stair, Pretty Peggy, oh, come down the stair, come out your yellow hair. Take a last farewell, oh, your daddy, oh. I'll give you ribbons, and I'll give you rings, and I'll give you a necklace, oh, amber, oh. I'll buy you silk and goon to row your roon and roon, if you'll follow me on my wanderings, oh.
to fight for your captain when he's ready. Oh, mount, boys, mount, the colonel, he cried. Oh, tarry, tarry, cried the captain, oh, oh, tarry, tarry, another day or two, and I'll see if this bonny lass will marry you. And lang ere they came to old Meldrum Toon, they had their captain to carry you. And lang ere they won unto Aberdeen, they had their captain to carry you.
When it's late, late in the evening, I hear you. song can be a friend, where peace can be the river that takes us to the sea. We're heading for the Mardi Gras, Julio and me. Cecilia's coming with us, I hope she won't forget. We're going to meet Paul Simon, he just doesn't know it yet. We're going to meet Paul Simon, he just doesn't know it yet. Distance runs through my heart and bones. The future is in black and white, the past in Kodachrome. With diamonds on my shoes and a necklace made of tears, I think I met Paul Simon after all these years. I think I've known Paul Simon all these crazy years.
From Pretty Peggy to Peggy Seeger. That was from her Folk Album of the Year nominated album, Teleology. Definitely one of my favourite albums to listen to this year. It's a lovely, lovely, warm album. Great stuff.
Indeed it is, Sam. It's time we got back on the Child Ballads. We took a little bit of a break over the Christmas and New Year period because of the special programmes we're doing. But we have a mission, and our mission is to get to the end of the 305 songs published in the great Francis James Child's collection. The section, as you know, is called Friday's Child, and it's led to some really interesting things, including a new interpretation of a previously unrecorded song, Gil Brenton. We'll hear more about that later, but in the meantime, let's have this week's Child Ballad.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A Child Ballad every Friday.
Those of you who are keeping up with the Friday's Child segment will know that the last one we played was Child Ballad 195. That was Lord Maxwell's Last Goodnight, and we heard that from June Tabor from An Echo of Hooves, her entire album made up of child ballads. And while we're on that subject, it is one of our very favourite episodes of this program. If you go back on Mixcloud and listen, you will hear our interview with June Tabor talking about her love of the child ballads. 196, 197 and 198, Sam, we're going to jump over them this week. They are the Fire of Frendrocht, James Grant and Bonnie John Seton, three ballads in printed form in James Child, Francis James Child, but without tunes or recordings that we can play you. If you happen to know any good recordings or otherwise of any of those songs, 196, 197 or 198, let us know and we can add them to the show retrospectively. But in the meantime, as we are keen to get into the 200s, we will have the last of the 100s. We're at 199. The ballad is called The Bonnie House of Airlie, or The Bonnie Hoose or Airlie. And let me tell you a little bit about this song. It is, in the words of Ewan McColl, who recorded it on one of his great collections of English and Scottish popular ballads, he says, this ballad describes the burning and sacking in 1640 of the castle of the Earl of Airlie, a supporter of Charles Edward, by the Duke of Argyll. Airlie, aware that he would be forced to renounce the king, left Scotland, leaving his house in the keeping of his oldest son, Lord Ogilvy. Argyll, ordered to proceed against the castle, raised several thousand men for the purpose. When Ogilvy heard of his coming with such a huge force, the castle was abandoned. Lady Ogilvy's defiance is an invention of the ballad muse, for it has been fairly well established that none of the family were there at the time the castle was sacked. Sam, the version that I'm going to play you was recorded several times by the wonderful Scots singer Belle Stewart, and the version I'm going to play you comes from a Topic album, which is absolutely wonderful. It was recorded by Bill Leader on the 1968 Topic record of songs and ballads from the lowland east of Scotland. The album is called Back O'Benicky. Some of you might even have it on vinyl. And we will hear Bell Stewart. And if you recognise the tune, it is The Air, which is a variant of A Wee Bird Come to Our Hard Door, which is in many Scottish ballads and also originally belonged to a version of The Gypsy Laddie. But the editor of the Ancient Scots Ballads didn't have a tune for the ballad we're about to hear, so printed it for both songs, and so the tune has remained attached to Child Ballad 199, and that is exactly what we're going to hear Bell Stewart singing now. And then we'll play you a song from Ray Hearn, our lovely local hero, who used the same tune for a wonderful song of his. So you'll hear Bell Stewart singing Child Ballad 199, and then you'll hear Ray Hearn.
It fell on a day, a bonny summer day, when the corn was ripe and yellow, that there flew a great dispute between Argyll and Derry. Lady Margaret looked o'er yon high castle wall, and a daughter she sighed sadly. She saw Argyll and a daw his men come to plunder the bonny house well. Come down, Lady Margaret, he says, come down and kiss me fairly. Or again, the morn is clear daylight, I wanna leave her standing staining early. Hallelujah, come down, ye foolish Argyll, I kiss thee fairly. I wouldna kiss the forest Argyll, though you wanna leave a standing staining early. For if my good lord had been at him, as he's a war we cheerly, there wouldn't come a candle free Argyll, there trod upon the bonny green o'early. For I he bore him seven bonny sons, the eighth ian has never seen his daddy. And if I had his money ever again, they would all be men for a cheerly. But poor Lady Margaret was forced to come down, and it all but she sighed sadly. For there in front it all his men, she was ravished on the bowling green o'early. Argyll in a rage he kindled a cigar low, it rose till left so red and clearly, and poor Lady Margaret and the daughter bairns were smothered in the dark creek o'early. Draw your dirks, draw your dirks, cried the brave Lochiel, sheath your sword, cried a cheerly. We'll kennel a sicker loud round the foolish Argyll, and licht it away a spark out o'early.
Mm-hmm.
a little winter story does the rounds of our lad Tommy playing dodgem. Once when the ice had frozen all the ground and water were a foot thick of a top dam, he's just as good, he's every bit as good as any prince or any iron mighty. Lord or Lady Muck, who's had a bit of luck or half a minute to up the Royal Nighty. Tommy had his blades lashed tightly to his boots. You should have seen him skate and leap and caper. Spirals, spins and figure eights, and then he shoots right under the noses of the keepers. Well, he's just as good, he's every bit as good as any prince or any iron mighty. Lord or Lady Muck, who's had a bit of luck from half a minute up the Royal Nighty. Yourself here now, the little gaffer calls. This is private property, the law says. Well, loudly they bawl, but the more they caterwaul, the faster he flashes, never pauses. He's just as good, he's every bit as good as any prince or any iron mighty. Lord or Lady Muck, who's had a bit of luck or half a minute up the Royal Nighty. Afternoon till the slackening of the light, they're ranting and threatening, whistle have they, till with a sudden swoosh and a swish he's out of sight, and off he saunters home by way of Abdi. Yeah, he's just as good, he's every bit as good as any prince or any iron mighty. Lord or Lady Muck, who's had a bit of luck from half a minute up the Royal Nighty. And we're just as good, we're every bit as good as any prince or any iron mighty. Lord or Lady Muck, who's had a bit of luck from half an hour up the Royal Nighty, or rather half a minute up the Royal Nighty.
The same tune. I find that absolutely fascinating. Ray Hearn there, who famously adapts traditional tunes to his own words, and that song was, anyone who has been to the Wentworth Estate just up the road from Sheffield on the way to Woth will have seen the lake where that wonderful song takes place. It's called By Way of Abdi by Ray Hearn from his album Umpteen, and it had the same tune as this week's Child Ballad, which was 199. So there you go. Let us know what you think of that connection. I think it's quite interesting. And Sam, I was using mainly Norfolk as my reference, as we so often do, for the sleeve notes about that. It's an incredible resource if you're interested in finding out these things. And you've got a connection to the next song.
Absolutely, James. Well, mainly Norfolk have, every year, they have an album of the year. And this year's album of the year for them, and one of my favourites to listen to as well this year, has been the Jem Butterworth album, Her By Design. It's a lovely album. Jem's a great musician, but on here we see what a great singer she is as well. And this is Little Sparrow.
They appear and they're gone again. They'll tell to you some laughing
Sam, that's absolutely lovely from Jen Butterworth. I'm really glad you played that. A beautiful version of Little Sparrow, also known as Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. You're listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk, our first show back for 2026 with me, James Fagan, and Sam Hindley, and we are playing some absolutely brilliant music today on the program that has come to us over the last, well, some of the best releases of 2025, but also some very exciting new releases in 2026. We're also honoring the life of Rod Stradling today, and I want to finish the first half with another piece, this from one of his fantastic bands, the English Country Dance Band, who recorded many, many fine pieces of music. And fans of John Spires and John Bowden will definitely recognise the first hornpipe in this set, Jack Robinson. But those who were around long before Spires and Bowden started recording will remember songs and tunes like this were associated with bands like the English Country Dance Band, the Old Swan Band, Edward II and the Red Hot Polkas, and Phoenix, and all of these wonderful bands that Rod Stradling was so central to. So we'll leave you in the first half with the English Country Dance Band's version of Jack Robinson, Steamboat and the Swiss Boy. And don't go away, because in the second half, as Sam mentioned, we are going to play what we think will be the world premiere of the 13-minute folk rock epic masterpiece that is Gil Brenton from the Magpie Ark. In the meantime, enjoy Jack Robinson, Steamboat and Swiss Boy from Rod Stradling and the English Country Dance Band. Just got time for one more piece, the Scottish band Starin with The Turning. See you after the break.